So, Chris, you want to be on my podcast?
I'll commit to being on at least half of your podcast.
Oh, cool. Comics for Beginners podcast episode 5, Con Fatigue with Chris Miscavige. Yeah, so I was thinking we could talk about what we have learned. We've been here together as a playing wingman to each other's project. I've been pitching my book Stiletto that just came out in Denmark, and we have this common project we're working on. Thomas Alsop, supernatural detective, that Chris Miscavige here is the writer for, and I do the art. We've been at Comic Con for the past. Yeah, this is technically day 5.
Although, although we skipped out on it, yes, day 5.
Yeah, because here we are in Balboa Park, north of the city of San Diego, and we just couldn't go into that madness today.
Well, I got a bum foot because my Skechers ripped halfway through, and I had to be Limpy John for a day. But yeah, that was enough walking, I think, for a good week.
Right. So I was thinking maybe we could discuss some of the things we've learned and what advice could we give to other people who are going to cons. I've been going to quite a few different ones now. Got a little wind in the microphone there. I apologize about that. And you've been going to cons as well, quite a bit, I'm guessing.
Well, I've hit all the New York ones since I was a kid. This is the first time I've come out to San Diego. I've been to SPX and Baltimore, which were both. I liked them a lot because they were smaller. I mean, although the spectacle of something like this is shocking at first, I personally tend to dig the smaller rooms where
it's madness in there.
Yeah, 200,000 of my best friends aren't exactly the most healthy, conducive environment for a guy like me walking around from New York, you know.
But have you ever been going as a fan? Because I've only ever been going as a creator, trying to connect with other creators or, you know, publishers or whatever. I've never been going as a fan.
Absolutely. I mean, when I started collecting comics, you know, in I think I was 10, due to my dad handing me $10 once on one of our weekend trips and sending me into some comic stores. I hit the New York ones up. A, just to sort of see it all, because I was geeking out about the culture, but also, when I started really going into these in my early 20s, I knew I wanted to somehow write something in the field. Like, I had my ideas, I was jotting down whatever the hell my story was that year, you know what I mean? Whatever was gestating in me, and trying to figure out exactly what that meant, you know, what to do. So it was always a little bit of both. I want to see what's there, and you know, the whole total comic book collector hoarder mentality. I was digging through, you know, the dumpster boxes there, half price everything's, to see if I could find stuff, and then also see who you could see. You know, luckily New York has a lot of people who were part of that community, and you saw the same faces year after year, and you know, there's only so many of us doing this or trying to do this, although it seems like it's like limitless or uncountable, but it's really, it's just like any industry, it's that industry of people, those years.
Right. I keep bumping into the same people
every year
going to these cons, even whether it's San Diego or up into MoCA and NYCC as well.
So. Yeah.
It's nice that when you start to recognize people and they start recognizing you.
Yeah, you continue.
You feel kind of like, oh, I'm sort of part of this, even though I'm coming from all the way from Denmark to some U.S. con where people are dressed as stormtroopers, and it's all weird to me.
Slave girl Leah, man. Yeah. Everybody wants 300-pound slave girl Leah. they do.
That's great. And what I've learned going to these conventions is a lot of that is travel related, like because I have a very long flight.
Yeah, you do.
So what my piece of advice would be is to pack light. And I always break that rule myself coming back, because I'm always, always lugging back more books than I'm bringing,
For those of you listening here, if you saw the two of us about 3 hours ago trying to make the, once again, $5 trades that we got fit into our, smaller than $5 trade bag, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. It's awful. It's the weight and the you said about ripping your shoe. I mean, wearing comfortable shoes is like a really good idea when you're going to a con like this. Don't wear your nice brogue. You're going to be hurting. So wear light shoes and pack light. That would be my advice anyway. And also just to be aware of the state we're in right now, that overwhelm, that con fatigue that does set in at some point, because you go to a show like that, like San Diego Comic-Con, as a creator, I mean, you have your portfolio with you, maybe you're trying to find somebody who would be interested in looking at your work, and you're walking past one fantastic artist after another, and just to be looking at that, and then your dinky little portfolio, and thinking, well, what does it even matter that I'm here? You know, how can I ever compete with these people? There's so much talent here. It doesn't matter. I'm like a drop in the ocean. I could disappear. Nobody would notice. What am I doing here? So there are certain things like psychological mind hacks, or I don't know, that you, or just setting an agenda that helps you overcome that con fatigue, but also just to be aware of it, that you're going to hit that wall at some point during this show.
What was it that I was saying? You know, I'm my own worst enemy. You're your own worst enemy with any of this. Like walking around, you could completely just sort of. I mean, you're walking around 200,000, 100,000 people, and it's a lot of. You don't want to be there. It's an inhuman situation. You've drank one glass of water, eaten terrible food, and then of course, the entire comic book industry seems to run on beer for the evenings. You're not treating your body well, but you can't kind of. I mean, it's one thing if you're a fan and you're going to do this. If you're a creator in some kind of. I do not draw. Although I do draw, no one wants to see it, and I probably don't either. You know, you're more of a double threat, because you're a writer, you're an artist. You're telling me back at home in Copenhagen, most of the artists there are very similar to yous, and they do both.
Yeah, but that's because we don't have an industry. There's nobody paying anybody to make comics in Denmark. So if you want to make comics, you have to be like a jack of all trades and be able to write and draw the thing. Because if you're only writing it, you would have to pay an artist to do it, or have a really great friend who would want to draw it for you. But there's no industry.
I'm sitting next to him right now.
But there's no money involved. So people who make comics in my part of the world usually do all of it themselves, and some are better artists than writers, and some are.
The majority of what I've done has been on the web, and it's a glorious canvas because it's there. It's a canvas, you should use it. And if you're trying to write something. Well, write it. Don't just talk about writing it. Get it in the can, whatever that might mean for yourself. But then you're going to have what I've always run into being the harder part of it for me is, all right, well, now who am I going to find to be my my director, my DP, to put this world together?
Mm-hmm.
And whose style do I want? And how are we going to work together? And things like that. And that, you know, I mean, everyone, Bendis, everybody has spoken about this. Like, it's a really tough pill for a writer to swallow going into this, because you may have these fantastic scripts, and then you've got guys, you know, Garth Ennis, Jason Aaron, all these dudes walking around, and they've got really great scripts in their bag. They're fine, you know. They've made their career. I'm sure they go back and forth with folks that they want to work with. It's a little easier for them to find somebody than it is for somebody starting out. You know, I just. If you've got a comic and you've got a forum to put it up online, I suggest doing that. And I suggest doing it as pro as you possibly can, because, you know, strangely, someone will notice. You know, I learned I learned a lot about this due to artist, writer, Emmy winner Dean Haspiel, who, other than just really being good pals, he's got a great heart, and he does everything in his power to at least guide you through a situation and who you're going to meet, how to do this, and well, if you crash and burn, that's on you. But
yeah. So finding someone a bit further in the game than you, and kind of learning from them.
Yeah. His biggest thing, or his biggest bit of insight that I kind of came away with was that it was a community. You know, as much as you may feel like you're an assassin or a hired gun or alone doing this, and you are, there are so many twins of you out there doing the exact same thing, and you might not all be rising to whatever heights you might have, picked for yourself at the same time, but you will be seeing these people again. Right. You'll see them at the con, you'll hear about their work, you'll follow them somewhere, you'll see them again at another con, you're all pitching to the same people, you're all swimming in the same pool. And this was a very humbling experience for me because, you know, I kind of feel for the first time ever, I haven't been out to California, but as I was introducing myself, due to another site that I ended up doing with Dean Haspiel, Seth Kushner, and Jeffrey Burent called Welcome to Trip City, hi, I'm Chris Miskevich. I know who you are. I've seen you on that. It's after a few years of doing that, doing this.
Yeah.
Well, again, there's only so many people coming back again and again and again trying to sell their wares, whatever.
Right. That consistency,
may be.
Showing up, doing the work. Yeah. And I was surprised.
What's the Woody Allen quote? Showing up.
Showing up is the 80% of success is showing up.
Just be there, man. You never know. And it's so truthful. It's kind of scary. You have to be a part of. You know, you need to play an instrument to be in a band, unless you're singing. But well, that's an instrument too. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But that's one of the things that surprised me a little bit going here this year was that some people actually knew who I was. We went up to to a couple of editors and introduced myself, and they were geeking out because I was who I am. And I'm like, you know who I am? How could you possibly know? I've got one book out over here.
You come from such a civil and humble country that you're being silly. Your work's great.
And also just coming back year after year, and you meet some people, and they tend to remember you more after you've seen them a couple of times. Obviously, so.
Like anything, and of course, you're not exactly. You know, don't show up. I mean, how do you do this? You go to these things. Hopefully you've been able to set up some sort of a meet and greet or a meeting with somebody prior to this so you're not going in cold. But if you're going into a con to pitch a property, do it on the first 2 days because that's it. Con fatigue, that's what we're calling this one. Yeah. Con fatigue is going to set in immediately by the end of the second day. And then, you know, you're at battle trying to get the attention of people who have already made their meetings and plans for the week to see people who, you know, this is a worldwide thing. People are coming from all over to hang. And time gets kind of hard to find. I mean,
and they're dead tired.
Yeah, and everyone's dead tired.
Yeah, and after you've seen talk to 2,000 people, it all starts to blur.
Of course, I just suggest don't go to a comic con dressed as Batman and try to sell your, you know, your.
I knew I should have left that costume.
The boots were great, but But point being,
people kept stepping on my cape though. That was a bummer.
Well, it was a long cape. All I could say is don't show up the way you'd want to be treated, and the whole thing isn't a pitch. Like, enjoy yourself, but do have a goal or three that are attainable, especially if you're going in cold in mind. I mean, don't go pitching some character that would, you know, a guy with a gun killing the whole damn world to Disney. It's not going to happen. Like, also pick and choose who you're going to spend your time with or try to connect with, because it's not there's not a lot of time for something that's got a lot of time. And of course, find the bar afterwards that everyone's going to be at the event, because honestly, the handshake that you have with, you know, artist 1 through 9 or writer number 12 or fan guy ends up coming back to haunt and benefit you later. Again, you see everybody later. It's just there's so many people in this field.
But how do you overcome, like, if you're nervous about going up and talking to Joe Quesada with your stick figure comic?
I would say stay nervous and don't go talk to Joe Quesada with your stick figure comic. I would say maybe it's okay that you skip that one out. I don't think that's going to go. The
right.
Amazing Stick Figure Man, does that exist? Anybody got that? Please send us a link. I'd love to see it, actually.
Well, there is something called The Order of the Stick, which went over exceptionally well. It was this famous Kickstarter campaign they did and raised...
Do not know it.
Thousands and thousands of dollars for the...
And it was stick figures?
Stick figures.
Yeah. There you go. See that? And I had this great...
So anybody can do this, right?
I mean, I'm sure they stole my idea. I had this great idea about giant robots fighting giant lizards in the South Pacific, and recently it's been...
That was you? They stole that from you?
Oh, me and 12
bastards.
Others. No, joking. Joking. Yeah. Jokes legendary. We're joking.
Yeah, yeah. So what else have we learned? Is there anything we could touch upon that we haven't talked to on this podcast previously?
I mean, really, if this is something that you really want to do, find your gang. You know, find whatever band it is that you're going to be playing in. Find your peers. If there's somebody out there that is like you, that might take a chance on you or might work with you, and roll with it. You know, nothing lasts forever. But man, if you got a good couple of months with somebody and you're working on something
right.
that you believe has merit, we'll push it through. I mean, and write.
Right.
I mean, I can't tell. You know, I see people in our studio hang die. Although I haven't been there a lot lately, but you know, they're all hunched over and. Mechanics. I've always called Dean and all those guys in New York, they're mechanics. They're hunched over that damn board with the light on, 12 hours, 8 hours. You know, you saw Riley Brown, like, pouring out sketches on this thing. Like, these guys do this. There's not the work. You got to do whatever the work is. And if you're a writer, well, write. Write your dumb 4 pages a day and edit that paragraph that came out of it that became
right.
the diamond. I mean, just...
And then you need an online presence and you need a business card with the web address on it and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah, if there's somebody, at least as far as who you want to be, I don't know, perceived as being when you show up at this, if there's somebody else that you kind of idolize and you like their site, you like their card, you like the way this guy's online presence presents itself,
right.
copy it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he copied it. There's
yeah,
only
obviously.
So many things you can do on a website. You know?
Right.
And
right.
and make yourself appear, well, be as pro as possible, but make yourself
right.
also appear as pro as possible. Please
don't.
Yeah,
we were talking about this the other day, about this person who kept introducing himself and saying, I'm trying to write, instead of saying, I'm a writer.
I'm a writer. I'm writing. I'm a writer. Well, if you're trying to write, what does that mean? Did your pen run out of ink? Well, use the notes on your iPhone. Are you out of battery? All right, go borrow a bag. I mean,
yeah,
do it.
Talking about writing
call
is
yourself,
not writing.
Call yourself from a payphone and leave a message on your phone with the idea that you're not going to remember later because of the way too much beer you've had at the con, which I've had way too much beer.
Absolutely, yeah. Drink water in between. That would also be a good...
No water in San Diego, folks.
Oh, they don't have it?
We're only surrounded by
it. Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we should probably pack up our stuff and get to that airport soon.
I don't.
So.
Also, where I will not be drinking water and heavily at the bar due to fear of flying. But yeah. If this is my last interview ever, I love you, Mom.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Comics for Beginners podcast. For tutorial videos and more hands-on tips on how to write and draw comics, go to comicsforbeginners.com.